Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we will be talking about what to expect when you have teenagers. You have navigated the shallow waters of elementary school, crossed the river of the preteen years, and now here you stand in the white water created by having a teenager in your house. In this podcast, we'll take a closer look at the specific needs of teenagers and how you, as a parent, can best prepare yourself and them for the future. So, take a deep breath, and let's talk about what you should expect during this stage of parenting. Number one, this is a time of physical and intellectual development. Understanding who your teen is and the changes they'll be going through is the best way to help them become independent and responsible adults. These years are turbulent ones, full of mental, emotional, and physical growth, and ensure that your teen is on an emotional roller coaster that never ends. During these years, you will notice that your teen will change their mind a lot to suit their goals and wishes, and as they mature, many will expand their logic and reasoning abilities, while others may struggle to match their thinking abilities with their actions. But as they mature, teens will be able to have thoughtful discussions about their future and world issues. They develop the ability to understand other people's points of view, and they begin to be more open to other perspectives and ideas. Number two, they are seeking independence. Your teen will be eager to assert their independence as a means of establishing identity and becoming a separate individual. Although this may be tough for you, it is actually an important part of being a teenager. Let your teen know you understand their need for independence, but that it's important to maintain family boundaries as well. Continue to set appropriate expectations for behavior and clearly state what the consequences are if the rules are broken. If they continue to misbehave, convey that the consequences are a result of their behavior. It will help the teen understand that they are ultimately accountable for their actions. Number three, they will be experiencing sexual feelings. So, no matter how strong your sense of self-preservation might be, this is not the time to stick your fingers in your ears and hum loudly. For many parents, the topic of sex tops their list of all-time most awkward conversations. The truth, though, is that if you don't talk to your teenager about sex, someone else will, and their advice and influence may be the direct opposite of what you believe. This is an important developmental milestone, and as your teen goes through puberty, a large amount of hormonal and physical changes will be taking place. Those milestones will include an increase in sexual feelings, and those feelings may cause some teens to worry about what they are experiencing. Your teen may feel confused, curious, and even scared. This is the time when, awkward or not, you're going to have to engage your teenager in a frank discussion. Talking to your teen about sexuality and your expectations regarding sexual activity is a must. When having this conversation, make sure to include everything from kissing and petting to sexual intercourse. Remember the age of your audience and understand that maturity plays a big part in the topics you cover. Also, make sure that you have talks plural. This is not a one-and-done dialogue, but a constant discussion. And no matter what, make sure that you talk to your teen before they start dating. Educating them about the dangers of unprotected sex and the possible results, such as pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases, are important subjects to discuss. Share your concerns, values, and point of view. But remember to listen with patience to your teen's feelings and thoughts. Number four, friends become a pivotal focus. During this period, friendships and romance become more important than parents. Teenagers are heavily influenced by their friends when it comes to fashion, style, music, and fads. Your teen may not go to you for advice, but instead will seek it from their friends. Also, because of the peer influence, you may notice a difference in how your teen acts, talks, and how they express themselves physically. This behavioral change is fairly common and is part of your teen's search for their identity. And finally, number five, continually show your love. Remember that although this may be a strange and confusing time for all of you, your teen still needs to hear they are loved and accepted for who they are. As a parent, consider it a win if you tell your teen that you love them and they sigh, roll their eyes, and say, "I know, you tell me all the time." Congratulations. You're all going to be okay. This was just a small piece based on our parenting class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.